this is, like I said, it's a wonderful role, and it really is a role that you have to take risks with, and it gives you a wonderful opportunity to take those risks and stretch, because you tell me how somebody who comes back from the dead is going to behave, you know? You trot a couple people out and tell me, that's not how somebody who comes back from the dead behaves, you know? I don't think so. So as long as, it's like when you do something like this, you create rules within the piece, and I feel like as long as you do not violate the rules that you have created, and once you start to give life to something like this, as long as you continue to be truthful to what you've created, then it's going to work, and you have to respect that. But it's a very interesting part. His mission is to find the man who killed him and his fiancée and kill them. The reward that he is promised is that he will be with Shelley, the woman that he loved, in a better place, if he does what he has been sent back to do. And I think that the appeal of Eric's mission is that it is a very pure one. He has come back to seek justice for himself and for the woman he loved, and in a sense, for anyone who is victimized and has never had the chance to seek justice. I think that the Crow is that rational voice. The Crow is his guide. The Crow helps Eric do what he has to do in a very practical sense. It leads him to the places that he has to be. It helps him find the people that he has to find. And he can, in the film, actually see through the bird's eyes.